as well as the dangers of long power outages for those relying on machines like ventilators. A dear old friend who had come from California, and a new young one, both wheelchair users, got arrested with us. "We'd be the first to perish because of climate change," we told those members of the media who were around to listen while we were processed on site. No need for accessoride. Gabriel stayed at Danny's side, adjusting the ventilator hose, giving him water, and risking his own arrest. But the police listened when Danny asked that his home health aide not be arrested. The Disability Caucus, we decided, would now have the purpose of presenting the disability perspective when working within different movements. Single payer, climate justice, Black Lives Matter, Me Too. And then, the results of the 2016 presidential election left us dismayed and appalled. Together with the majority, yes, the majority, of Americans. Immediately, Danny and I did what good old activists do. We took to the streets. We will not allow our hard-earned rights, or anyone else's rights, to be stripped away. We will quickly put an end to the political nightmare. But the nightmare continued. At times, the air feels poisoned by intolerance and hatred. We find comfort in the reawakened passion that has resulted in a stronger than ever and more united than ever progressive movement. But the past few years have taken their toll on us, and our advancing disabilities have slowed us down. Danny has lost what little function he had left, and is now having trouble swallowing. The term homebound has become more fitting, less humorous. In 2017, throughout what became known as the Summer of Adapt, we could only watch on national media as our comrades time and again were dragged by Capitol Police out of congressional buildings and arrested. We could only cheer from our bedroom as we realized it was mainly thanks to Adapt that, at least for the time being, everyone's current health care was saved. More and more now, Danny and I find we need so much energy just to get through the day. We have little left for organizing and protesting, and even less for getting arrested. But our old hippie hearts, proud of all that our generation of disability rights activists has accomplished, persist in the hope of a better world and the promise of the next generation. This recording of Such a Pretty Girl, a story of struggle, empowerment, and disability pride, was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2019 by Nadina Laspina.